I'm Adam.
And I'm Mike.
Welcome to The Dad Experience,
a podcast where dads can connect
and openly share stories. In this episode of The Dad Experience, we welcome back our good friend Eric Silvera, and we discuss managing the ups and downs of the busy holiday season with our immediate and extended family. We talk about the ins, outs, ups, downs, failures, and how we manage to get by during this busy time of year. So join us, won't you, as we take this amazing and exciting journey we like to call
The Dad Experience.
Welcome to another exciting episode of The Dad Experience. Eric Silvera back in the house or in his bedroom or wherever he records. Man, how's it going?
I'm good. How you doing?
Not bad. You know, it's been a year. It's been crazy year so far, back at work for me, back at school. And it's just going to get crazier. We're getting into that heavy part of the year, that stressful part for some of us sometimes, the holiday season.
Stressful it is.
You know, work tensions are high, I think, everywhere. Everybody's got that, you know, and we're getting pushing into that holiday season. I think people need a little bit of a break. So I think we're ready for it. But with the holiday season can come some added stress, you know. And so we decided we were going to do a holiday episode. How do we manage our holidays with our families, our extended families, our ins and outs of our experiences and the ups and downs and what we do to kind of manage to get through all that stuff. So Eric, you know, I want to start off here. What is your holiday season usually look like? You know, what do you do throughout the holiday season here?
Yeah, you know, I have my holiday season usually starts early because we start with a bunch of Friendsgivings. So for me already, I basically had Halloween that hit October 31st, and I think November 3rd was the first round of holiday partying. My wife grew up with a group of girls, about eight of them. And then most of them have kids now or married. And so we did a big Friendsgiving that first Saturday in November. And then that's now leading into another Friendsgiving for my buddies that I grew up with. There's about seven of us this coming Saturday. And that, you know, kicks into Thanksgiving. And then from there, not only like is it the holiday season, in my wife's family and even in my family, there are a bunch of December birthdays all in those like first couple of weeks. So there's all these December birthdays. There's my dad turns 70. My nephew turns one. My brother-in-law is turning 40 in early January. So they're lumping in his party with his 1-year-old son's birthday. My father-in-law his birthday is there. My wife's cousin, the goddaughter to our kids, it's her birthday. It's my mother-in-law's birthday at the end of the year. So at the end of like December 30th. So it just keeps going. I think it's just a wild time. And then in my family, you know, I grew up raised both Jewish and Christian. So we celebrate Hanukkah. So I've got my aunt's Hanukkah party coming up in December. And then we do some of the celebrating of the nights there. And then we got my son's school holiday parties. And then from there, after that, we hit all of Christmas up. And Christmas in our family, because my wife's family is divorced, my wife's parents are divorced, we do December 23rd. We do at her dad's house. And then December 24th, you know, we do Christmas Eve. We go to church with her family. And we have the kids over. And it's kind of a light day, a light night. And then Christmas Day is the big day at her mom's house with all the brothers and the family together. My parents come up. And then the day after Christmas, we do Christmas again with her very close cousin, the one who I mentioned, who is godmother to my daughter. And my wife is goddaughter to some of her kids. And so it's like fucking, excuse my language, it's just like a never ending thing.
So how, that's crazy. So how do you guys like manage the whole like driving thing? I know you live in the city. So like, do you rent a car or is this all like mass transit where the kids put them on the mass transit and go?
In the past, it used to be a lot of mass transit. In the past when, Now I'm in the Bronx, so we have a car, and in our neighborhood, you need a car to get around. So luckily, that makes it a lot easier. And dude, in the past, when we live in Manhattan, and we'd have to go to Connecticut, it was like 2.5-hour train ride, you know, plus a taxi, plus getting picked up. And I was like, this is completely insane. Or like sometimes, maybe my parents let me borrow their car, but it was a lot of mass transit traveling back and forth.
Wow.
And at the time, it was just one kid, which is like, you know, you're like able to manage it. By the time we had Ella, our second, we had bought a car and we'd moved up here. Literally all within like a 6-7 week span. She was born, we moved, we bought a car. So like, it's been it actually makes it a lot easier with the car. And my I have like family that lives in our neighborhood, so at least like we're not traveling as far now. But like the old days, it was wild. This year's gonna be wild. And on top of that, like our family, like my wife's family is like things are fine now, but like for a few years, there's a lot of crazy tension. We had a crazy Thanksgiving years ago. It was led into fights and people not talking, and the holidays were always awkward. And like, my wife and her dad had, you know, had some issues. They worked, and now they worked out. They're great. Everything's really good. But like, it was just like my wife and I, we very rarely fight. We fight like, you know, like normal married couple bickering. You didn't do this. Your socks are in the bed. You know, you left all here. Like, you didn't take out the garbage. You didn't make the kids. Like, all that shit, right? But like, we would get to this time of year right around now, and we would be at each other's throats just from the stress of having to deal with her family. Not really my family. My family is crazy, but for whatever reason, as crazy as we are, we all like get along, you know, in the capacity we can all fake it and like have a good time together. But her family could not, there's no faking it. And you'd walk in and like, would just be like tension filled and everyone would feel it. It was like that for a few years and we would be arguing and it would just be terrible at this time of year. It was just like a horrible, and then like then January 1st would hit and like, it would be over. We'd be like in good spirits. Like it was like this weird blanket over us. And then in the past years, we have two kids now. One of my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they have two kids. My other brother-in-law and sister-in-law, they have a son. So there's, you know, within like five first cousins all together. And something with all of us having kids and everyone's is like slowly put all their bullshit aside. And last year was the first like nice holiday season we had in like half a decade.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. And like, I think the kids were a little bit older and everyone just kind of got along and like, we just had fun. And like Miles, my son, he like got into the holidays. So he was loving Christmas, like from like, he was singing Christmas songs before Thanksgiving even, you know what I mean? Like it was just like, and so I think this year it feels like we're heading into like, even though I'm telling you all this, I've just spent 5 minutes telling you how crazy we're like heading into, I think, a nice season, but like, it's wild. There's a lot of shit. There's a lot of like stuff to do.
Yeah, that's good though. You know, it seems like it's a good thing. I was going to ask you, and you kind of answered my question, was like, oh, how do you manage to step back and evaluate and go, wow, this should be a fun time of year and how do we do it? But it sounds like the kids. So not only do the kids get to see the excitement and joy in the kids, but they can all around, it sounds like in your family, it's brought it closer together and been able to bring the group together and be able to get through a lot of the ups and downs of the holiday season.
Yeah,
for you guys.
Yeah, that's really what it is. And honestly, I got to tell you, I'm sure you know your daughter's a little bit younger, and I think your older daughter will start to appreciate this. You're like, you know, holidays were like fun when my son's the first grandchild of the cousins. And or like in our family in general, he was the first. And so like the holidays were fun and we would get excited for him, but like he didn't care that much. You know what I mean? Like he would be like talking about Santa, but he didn't really know. Or he was talking about like Thanksgiving and eating turkey, but it didn't matter. And then last year it was like he was in school and he got it. Like the way they talked about the holidays and the different seasons and fall and all this kind of stuff. Like he was pumped and he was asking about Santa and asking about gifts and, you know, asking him to 8 nights of Hanukkah. Was he getting something every night? And all these things. And it made it fun in a way that it honestly hasn't been fun since I'm like a kid myself even. That's how old. Like you really get to see the holidays through the eyes of a child again. And, you know, I think your oldest daughter, she's two and a half. I can't remember.
Yeah, she's two. She turned two.
She just turned two. Right. Okay. So, you know, for her, it's going to be a little exciting, but like next year, this time, you'll see it even more too. Like you'll be so pumped, and the way they'll be singing songs and talking about things, and like you're excited to help you decorate and run. Like it makes it really awesome. And I think, you know, I'm looking forward to that right now. We've kind of banned holiday songs so far. We keep saying, all right, after Thanksgiving, we'll sing Rudolph over and over again. You know, we'll do all the songs, nice. But like, Let's do the turkey gobble song first, you know, and then we'll do Christmas songs for like 6 weeks after. But it becomes so much fun.
Yeah, you know, and you were telling all those stories at the beginning. And I was like, man, and I always look and go, man, I'm just so exhausted on the holidays because we drive everywhere. So our holiday is, you know, we celebrate Christmas, we celebrate Thanksgiving, but we, on my wife's side, they're the only grandchildren. My wife's an only child, so we definitely want to catch everybody on that side on her side and visit with family and be able to spend time together. But we also want to do it on our side, so we are constantly driving from one side of the our Metro Detroit area to the other, which isn't that far, but it's just, it's tiring, and packing kids in and out at that age and trying to go from point A to point B is tough, but it's so worth it. And it can be tough at times. And like you said, it's little things that can be stressful, but you know, we do take a step back and look at and see, and it's just a good time to spend with the family. You know, it can be stressful.
Does everyone in your family get along for the most part?
Oh yeah. And as a matter of fact, even some we've done in the past where my in-laws have gone to my parents' house and we've done Thanksgiving with
a big which
Thanksgiving.
Is nice. We do that also too.
Looking into the future, Easter. So we're really lucky in that sense that we get to do that and get to get all those things and see all those people and just manage our time the best we can and be everywhere we can. You know, you were talking a little bit about being in the city and stuff and your son getting into it more. Do you guys ever do any of the major parades or anything? Do you go see the parades? Have you taken them to a parade?
We haven't done the Thanksgiving parade mainly because we had like weird instances. Like one year we were going to do it, and then like crazy enough, like Emily and my son got a norovirus, and they were like crazy sick during Thanksgiving, so we couldn't do anything. Then that was the year that we were in the city. And then because we tend to alternate where we're going to go. Some years we'll go to my mother-in-law's and some years we'll do it at my parents' house. And usually we'll integrate all the families. So it's nice. We all get together. We're still together, but it depends on the location. So we haven't done Thanksgiving. Also it's crazy cold. Like it's like the thought of like being out there with a kid that doesn't like a baby that probably doesn't care where I was like, this is stupid. I don't want to do this. I'll watch it on TV. But I think we'll do it. Like, I think we'll get into it and go there.
That's awesome.
And then, we haven't done the tree with him yet, but we'll do like walks through Central Park, and we've done it was a holiday bubble show. We've done that and stuff, you know, when he was a little bit old enough to appreciate. So now that he's in a place where he can really appreciate this stuff now. We'll do that. And my daughter, she's only a year and a half, but because she's the second, she's like on top of things a little bit more. She's a girl, so she's definitely smarter as well. So I think we'll do some stuff, and we always do like the holiday mall, like take the kids to sit on the Santa's lap. And I've got 4 years of photos of my son basically like either screaming or not being into it or freaking out, and my daughter now being freaked out. So we try and make it fun for them and do that kind of stuff at least. And I got to tell you, awesome. being in New York, like, you know, there's a different feel of the holidays wherever you are, right? Like, so like, you know, New York is just, has an incredible holiday spirit. You can start to feel it. You know, like there's like that depressing side that you get in New York.
It's like the movie Elf, man. It's in the air.
I do these dance videos every Friday, and now we're getting into the holiday season. I'm starting to do my dance videos. So yesterday, for Thanksgiving, I put on a giant turkey outfit, and I had a coworker of mine dress up as a pilgrim and chase me around New York near our office and stuff. And we're in our area is fairly touristy because there's some cool tourist locations near us, and I've got to tell you, people were stopping us and asking to take pictures, and little kids were smiling and so happy. And you could feel the turn in the air, you know, with like just me being that up, and people be like, "Oh, right, Thanksgiving is coming, like it's starting." You can feel people slowly getting into that spirit. So New York has that great vibe, and then even like, you know, you're in the burbs. Like my wife's family's from the burbs, and you go up there, and there's like that small town kind of holiday spirit, and that's so different than what I grew up with. And so I love going that too. I love our kids getting to experience that also. So,
it's kind of like the flip for me, you know, when I've been to New York at Christmas time, and I had to go see the tree at Rockefeller, and I had to, you know, and the ice skating rink and all that good stuff. And you're right. It's just in the air, and it's pretty neat. And there's something about the small town or even the suburbs, you know, just being in near families and friends and just seeing your neighbors out and about and seeing the homes, you know, all of our homes lit up and decorated and done up with lights. Although, you know, our house is going to be that house that's going to be lit up this year, you know. And I used to hate, you know, kind of a short story here is I used to hate Christmas lights. I can't do them. I hate them. And now that we have kids, I'm really getting into that. But I've decided that I'm going to be that guy. And I don't know if it's any easier. But I thought it was going to be easier to do those projection ones on the house and thought I was going to cheat a little bit. But now I've got like 7 or 8 of them going around the house. So I'm sure like you could land a helicopter or a plane in my front yard.
You're Clark Griswold, man.
And I'm sure my neighbors love me for it too. Yeah, exactly. Drum roll, please. Right. So, well, I think this is a good spot for us to take a quick break. Don't forget the Dad Experience is a part of the Parents On Demand Network. You can catch us on their app along with many other parenting podcasts. Stick around at the end of this episode to hear about another great parenting podcast that if you love the Dad Experience, we're sure you're going to like. Welcome back to the Dad Experience. We're here with Eric talking holidays, holiday season, and how we manage the holidays, and just what gets us excited about the holidays, and how our kids have actually made the holidays even better for us. So, you know, before we kind of sign off on this episode, I wanted to ask you, and you know, I think I have one too, but I wanted to ask you, what is your favorite holiday memory with your family to date? You know, it could be when you were a kid with your immediate family, or it can be now with the family, you know, your current immediate family. So kid immediate family, or, you know, now married life immediate family. You know, can go anywhere.
Oh, what do you think it is? That's a great question. Man. Yeah, I mean, for the sake of time, I'm not gonna give like multiple. I won't give multiple. So I think, you know, there's probably moments, there's like select moments in my life. I mean, I spent a lot of Christmases in my family, because I'm an only child. We do Christmas Day at my dad's cousin. And then my dad worked at Con Edison, which is a New York electrical company. And he always had to do, he always had to kind of work the next morning, or like the night shift after Christmas Day. But after we'd leave my cousins, we would always go to the movies, him, my mom, and me, on Christmas Day, and check out something. I don't have a specific one, but that was a tradition for a lot of years. And that was something that I don't go to the movies anymore on Christmas Day because we're with my wife's family and we have all the kids around. But it's just something that I look back on so fondly. And it was just something that was just so special for my mom, dad, and I. And it's weird. Like, I can remember the movies I saw. Like, we saw, like Ali and, like, Any Given Sunday. We didn't even see, like, it wasn't even like a Christmas movie. We saw True Grit. We saw all these different things, you know. And then, like, as I got older, some drama. Years, you know. Christmas Day was started, we'd give each other gifts, we'd do a little thing, and then we'd go to the movies really early, and then we'd sneak around and see two movies during the day. You know, we'd see like a double feature, we'd go into one and we'd sneak in to see another one. And so that was always awesome. and I hope one day I can do that with my kids too and kind of get an experience. And now I think for me as an adult having kids and being a dad, last year was just an incredible holidays, Christmas time. I think my son was the first year he was really, really excited for it and was asking about Santa and asking about gifts and Garrett. And, there was this booklet that had different toys and products and things like that. And he was going through for weeks and, circling what he liked and different things. And he kept saying he wanted a coffee pot, a blender, and some other like cooking set thing. I can't be like, there's all this awesome toys you want. And, you know, he'd be taking a poop. He'd be like, Daddy, are you going to get me the coffee pot blender? The kitchen maker and all this. I'd be like, all right, we'll get that piece. Santa gonna do that? And when he got it, his face lit up and he played with that thing. And he was like, don't want to play with the kitchen kind of sets for a while, but he just loved it. So that was awesome. And what about you? What are your favorite? What's your favorite memory?
You know, my one favorite memory, and I haven't had any with my youngest daughter yet, and I'm sure this year is going to probably be that, and it's going to be just experiencing it as a family of four and being able to do that. But one specific, and hopefully I don't get choked up about this, but when my oldest daughter was born, our listeners know that she has a heart condition and had surgery. So we couldn't take her to do the normal sit on Santa's lap at a mall like you talked about earlier. So we're like, what the heck are we going to do? How are we going to do this? And you know, out on a whim, and hopefully my daughter will have already, you know, learned about the magic of Santa Claus and what the ins and outs of that, but before she listens to this, and my brother, we have a Santa suit. And I said, dude, cause I used to dress up when I was a kid younger that I used to like to do it. I said, will you dress up so we can get a picture with her on her first Christmas? And my brother's pretty, he's pretty, he's not always apt to do those things, but man, he stepped up right away and did it. And it was super cool that he did that for them. And I think that's one of my favorite memories. So, with my daughter getting to still see Santa, even though we couldn't take her really out into public and do those things, and him stepping up and doing that was pretty cool. Was really cool. And her still getting, and us, it was really more still, for us, you know, right now, but to get her to get that
the picture is a beautiful thing to be able to have, you know?
Right. Yeah. Right. And we're super appreciative of that. And so I think that really is, you know, thinking back, that's probably one of my fondest. Obviously, being a kid, you know, I was in California one time visiting family for Christmas. That was cool. And there's a few when I was a kid, and you know, my first one after I was married. Those were all great. But I think that's probably the top memory, and the one that will last with me, along with this first Christmas of being, you know, our family of four. So I think that'll be great too. But, you know, so Eric, what this is a good point for us. What's going on with you and in your movie and your social media? And, you know, I think we got a little bit of a sneak peek of what's going to come this Friday that, you know, we're releasing this tomorrow. But so I think some people are going to get a little bit of that, but what else is going on, and tell our audience where they can find
Instagram
you.
At Eric Reggie, ERICREGGIE. Got some fun Thanksgiving videos coming out this week. And then I've been working on a movie for the past few years, and we're just about getting ready to hand off the final cut to our coloring team to get all that set. We've got a composer who's been sending us pieces of the score. And so I think, you know, we're a few months away from being done, and hopefully sometime in 2019 we'll be able to share it with people.
Nice. Well, we'll be looking forward to that, and we'll definitely have you on. And well, obviously, we'll have you on a lot more. You know, you're like that third chair. Awesome. Always is always welcome here on the Dad Experience. But we'll definitely have you on too, and that's getting closer, because we'd love for you to share that with our audience. And I know our audience, who's been hearing a lot about it, is really excited to hear about when it's coming to fruition for you guys. So we'll definitely do that, and we'll also have all your stuff in the show notes so people can check you out. I urge you. At the end of the work week, when we're really, really, really busy and down, and things aren't always so fun, or we're just waiting for that clock to tick down, sometimes some people are at work, go to Eric's Instagram and watch his videos. Because I'll tell you what, anytime I need a good laugh, I go there. There's some really, really, really killer, stellar ones. But, you know, he's committed to this every Friday. He releases a video of dancing in the city. So it's I really, really urge people to do it. It's pretty fun, and it's fun content to watch. So check that out. As always, you can catch us, the Dad Experience. You can find us at Dad EXP Podcast on Twitter. You can find the Dad Experience on Instagram and email us, dadexperienceanddad@gmail.com. Let us know show idea if you want to be on the show, or what you think, or if you have a question for a guest. So check all that out. Thank you so much for listening to this exciting holiday episode, and everybody have a safe and happy holiday in whatever way you guys celebrate. So thank you so much for joining us on the Dad Experience.
This podcast is a proud member of Parents on Demand, a network of high quality shows for families just like yours. Download our free network app on Apple and Android, and listen to your favorite episodes on the go.